Do you want to have great success in your life? Are you looking for instant results and want to make a difference in the world today? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that right after this message. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Alrighty, so secret to success, right? We want to get to the destination and we want to get there as fast as possible. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's an awesome plan, and it doesn't usually work that way. The yellow brick road to success will be faced with challenges, obstacles, scarecrows, lions, tin men, and all of the other little munchkins that get in the way. However, there are some simple rules, principles, that if we were to follow daily, consistently, will make a drastic improvement in our life eventually. Okay, so I threw the word eventually out there because we don't know how long it's gonna take. Most likely it's not gonna be instantaneously. So I just wanna start off by number one, realizing that life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. However, there are sprints involved in a marathon. Right? If you've ever ran a marathon, which I haven't, but I can imagine there's going to be times where your average speed is going to be much greater than your sometimes speed will be much greater than your overall average speed. Okay? And so what does that look like in our daily lives? It boils down to habits. I know you've heard me say this. I'm beating a dead horse, but habits definitely make up the formula for eventual success in our lives. Here's one thing you might not have heard, however. So keep habits right there for a second. Feelings. Wow. Yes. Feelings sometimes get in the way. And we're human beings. And we have a heart. And that heart has feelings. And it stimulates all different parts of our brains, sometimes in the medulla, sometimes in the amygdala, and for the front, the back, the side to side, and this stirs up different reactions, and those reactions will generally take us in different directions, some positive, some negative. However, we have to be the ruler of our feelings and the directions that we allow our feelings to take us. So, what do I mean by that? Emotions. Emotions are running high, like every day, all day. And usually when we're left to our own, we can have positive emotions, we can be optimistic, and we can believe that the glass is half full, not half empty, right? So we can start on our own to start our day with good hopes, aspirations, and, you know, a positive mindset. And then what happens, right? Life shows up. The phone rings, a conversation happens, it doesn't go your way, and you're all of a sudden diverted off of that beautiful yellow brick road that you wanted to start on. So that's number one. Number two, you get to work. If you're unhappy with your job, a coworker, somebody says something, boom, all of a sudden you're off on another tangent. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's a relationship that you're in, especially if you're living with somebody. Instantly, right, you can start your day on the wrong foot before you even leave the house. So all of these things in our life will get in the way. So it's not, we shouldn't be surprised when they do get in the way, because they're there. But sometimes we surprise and we kind of over embellish it sometimes. We're like looking for a reason so that we can have permission to get off our track of wildly successful. I'm going to say that one again. because this is really important. Sometimes we look for excuses. We want to blame somebody that we're not successful because my wife, you know, yelled at me, because this guy cut me off on the driving to work, because it's raining today, so the rain is the reason why I can't be successful today, or I can't do the habits that successful people do today, right? In our minds, we can conjure up all sorts of reasons, excuses, and, you know, become a victim, right? It's very, very easy to slide into that victim role because life doesn't serve us up, you know, champagne and hors d'oeuvres or whatever it is that you like. So we need to manifest that on our own. And part of the most important thing about staying positive and staying optimistic is not letting our feelings, our emotions that are negative, impact us, that get inside of us and do all these crazy things that take us off that plan. So how can we do that? Okay. It's not easy. I'm not going to lie. It is very difficult to have that, you know, ironclad suit on all the time and have thick skin and let things just bounce off of us. So what I do that has worked for me is I have a list of like all of the things that I'm grateful for, and I have a list of all of the things that I will receive when I reach the level of success. Okay? Usually success for some people mean, oh, I'm gonna make a lot of money. Okay? That on its own is not gonna propel you through those bad times because it's not attached to an outcome. So on your this list over here, where when you're successful, what are you going to do, right? Are you going to get a new car? Are you going to get a new house? Are you going to travel? Are you going to pay off your debt? Whatever that is, like, that's the result of being successful, and that's the reward, right? This is the reward. Grateful is just appreciation for what we do have, and we can always tie a negative emotion into one of these two arenas, and usually it will get us out of that funk a whole lot faster, and sometimes we can even take lessons from the funk when applied to gratitude and reward and make it special and turn it into something even better and maybe even learn something new about us, about our feelings, and how we can divert that. Okay? So, gratitude. Over here I have, you know, my children, my boys. I have Maxwell, I have Morgan, I have my health, and I have my hair, so even though it's getting a little gray nowadays, it's still all there, thank God. And you know, and I wake up very optimistic. I wake up with every day is a new day, and I really am one of those people that, you know, carpe diem, right? I seize the day because I do believe that it's a gift, right? We don't know that tomorrow is going to ever come. So not that I say I'm going to do everything I do if there is no tomorrow, because that's not true, right? You can't just do that, because then when tomorrow shows up, you're like, oh shit, now what? You know? So you don't live today as if there is no tomorrow. Actually, it's the opposite. You live your life today as if you're going to have lots of tomorrows. Okay, you see the difference? Because if you're going to have lots of tomorrows, you need to make sure today you are planning so that tomorrow will be able to be better than today, because you know there's a lot more coming. So what I mean by that is kind of like the laws of compounding interest. So if you want to win big in life, you don't go for a grand slam. You win big in life by getting lots of singles, 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 occasional double, maybe a triple, maybe a home run. But if you go for those and every day you get a single, 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 it's better than going for a grand slam and maybe never getting it. Or even if you do get it, if it's once every year, that's still not going to accumulate as much result as a single would every day or every other day, right? So That compounding interest of those singles, your daily habits, going every day, compounding week after week, year after year, I promise you those small results will accumulate into big rewards. And you have to keep your eye on the prize. So let's recap here. We've got gratitude, we've got rewards, we've got our feelings are gonna get in the way. How we deal with that is the direct result of your success. Do we allow it to bother us, to get under our skin, to really, you know, get us on the bunny trails and get us on the wrong path and take us off the yellow brick road? If it does, you need to stop. And also, don't sensationalize it, right? If something bad happened to you, don't bring more attention to it. Don't give it more power than what it really is. So don't go on social media and say, oh my God, somebody just cut me off. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Or all these stupid things. Don't call your friend and go, oh my God, I can't believe so-and-so did this and she said this. Can you believe it? Right? The more fuel you give to the fire of toxicity is going to blow up in your own face. Does that make sense? So I'm saying you have to do the opposite. No, you can't douse a little flame with, you know, a fire starter, because it will blow up. So and you just grab your fire extinguisher, put it out, and move on. Okay, the more you tell people, now you're commiserating, and then guess what? You tell them something bad happened to you, they're gonna follow it up with what? Right. Something bad that happened to them, and oh my God, and now they heard you sob story, now you gotta hear their sob story, and you gotta agree with them so you both can feel better that somebody screwed you over. Congratulations. How did that improve your life? How did that put more money in your bank account? How did that get you any closer to those rewards of being successful that you so dearly want? Okay? So that's all I got for you today. Go out there, have a fantastic day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.